You said that the methane buildup, the breakdown that could be coming up, this giant methane bubble from starting down from the, you know, below the ocean surface could come up and at one time could create a possibility of just we're one lightning strike away essentially from a burning sky.
Yeah, Riskin's calculations were from the Black Sea. What if the whole Black Sea gave off this big bubble of methane? And he posited that you could have a big portion of China burned away. But look, here's the really interesting thing. The ice ages changed from really cold to really warm in as little as 10 to 20 years. How did that happen? And Riskin suggested that these bubbles of methane pop out. Here's why it's so scary. Methane is the most efficient greenhouse gas on the planet. Methane is many times more powerful than carbon dioxide in warming the atmosphere. Look, if we have a million times the methane concentration, even if it doesn't turn into a bubble and blow up, it is going to accelerate global warming at an unbelievable rate. We have this scenario now where the glaciers do melt, where my idea it's not my idea, but certainly this idea that we melt Greenland, we lose Greenland, we have 10 to 20 feet of sea level going up. This methane catastrophe just feeds into that.
Well, but then there was that very specific part of the vision that this methane could ignite from a lightning strike. And if the model is true for Florida, as to what this other professor's model was for China from the Black Sea, then that you could see a big part of Florida, including the people that live there, would come under a very unusual sort of scenario of reduced oxygen and a flammable sky, a burning like a giant gas explosion, like you would see like an industrial gas explosion.
Yeah, absolutely, and unusual in the sense that you would kill like a whole lot of people. That would be. I mean, there's the unusualness in this. It's just so scary, Ian, that, I don't know, this hurricane season is coming. We have these offshore permits for many, many, many of these wells. This one time won't do it. But let's say we have 30 or 40 deep water wells, and we have a giant super hurricane, which are coming, and they snap off 20 at a time. Then it's not just this one. You have the concentration of oil in that entire area. Begs the imagination.
Well, let's hope it doesn't ever get to that we're already learning from this one, and hopefully we won't have this repeated anytime soon, although that's not our human history. We tend to repeat things a couple of times before we finally get it. But then back to what you were saying about the million times greater methane buildups, that if this guy is right, John Kessler, Texas A&M University oceanography professor, if he's right, and there's at least, 100,000 times higher than normal in a bunch of different places, and some places may be spiking up to a million times higher, is there anything we can do about it as a human population? Is there anything we can do to fight that kind of methane buildup? And is there anything that anybody can do to prepare for the possibility that it could just en masse rise up and or become ignited?
Yes, there is something we can do. There's been a number of scientists who have been writing me. A bunch of us over the past 2 weeks have been worrying more about hydrogen sulfide, that rotten egg smell.
Right.
The methane and hydrogen sulfide are produced by the same exact mechanism. And there's a man, a petroleum engineer in Calgary, who works for one of the big oil companies. He suggests that we need to pump in fresh salt water. We need to just get methanes or unhydrogen sulfide, fresh salt water, pump it down by the well. We need to dilute this stuff, and we have to do it fast.
That's very interesting. Where do we find it?
Well, you just move offshore. I mean, the Atlantic itself, there's plenty of salt water. Get away. The Gulf is like a great big toilet in a way. There's no tides. There's very little circulation. The water is stagnant. It sits there. Just go off the Florida Keys. Go further out to sea, pump water in, and pump it right down around that well, and you fix this thing. Well, you don't fix the oil around it, but you certainly mediate what's going on with all the methane.